There was a pause, and then the robot huckster shouted one final word, "Satisfaction!" and fell silent. "By the gods, but this is a sad place," he said. "We'll stay the night and then see it no more. At least the sun's out, and that's a relief after Thunderclap. But isn't it cold?" He nodded, then asked about the others. "They've gone on," she said, "but there was a minute there when I didn't think any of us were going anywhere except to the bottom of yonder crevasse." She pointed to the end of the Fedic High Street, furthest from the castle wall. "There are TV screens that still work in some of the train cars, and as we came up on town we got a fine view of the bridge that's gone. We could see the end sticking out over the hole, but the gap in the middle had to be 100 yards across, maybe more. We could see the train trestle, too. That was still intact. The train was slowing down by then, but not enough so any of us could have jumped off. By then there was no time, and the jump would likely have killed anyone who tried. We were going, oh, I'm going to say 50 miles an hour. And as soon as we were on the trestle, the fucking thing started to creak and groan, or to queel and grail if you've ever read your James Thurber, which I suppose you have not. The train was playing music, like Blaine did, do you remember?"
"Yes."
"But we could hear the trestle getting ready to let go, even over that. Then everything started shaking from side to side. A voice, very calm and soothing, said, 'We are experiencing minor difficulties. Please take your seats.' Dinky was holding that little Russian girl, Danny. Ted took my hands and said, 'I want to tell you, madam, that it has been a pleasure to know you.' There was a lurch so hard it damn near threw me out of my seat. Would have if Ted hadn't been holding on to me. And I thought, that's it, we're gone. Please God, let me be dead before whatever's down there gets its teeth into me. And for a second or two, we were going backwards. Backwards, Roland. I could see the whole car. We were in the first one behind the loco, tilting up. There was the sound of tearing metal, then the good old Spirit of Topeka put on a burst of speed. Say what you want to about the old people. I know they got a lot of things wrong, but they built machines. They had some balls."